Innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen of California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles, hold on to your lace fronts and your kush blunts. This is your number one choice for entertainment, California's finest radio authorized by the people. This is your boy that's back for more promos hot and always score. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Counting, the inmate running his cuckoo's nest. We are broadcasting on Power Radio Nation live on iHeartRadio to the millions
and millions
of ears to get their daily dose of the screets. My boys at Innovative Culture on visuals, I know they got me. Today's Get Up and Grind quote, sponsored by the firm Public Relations, is believe in oneself and knowing who you are. I mean, that's the foundation for everything great. So I want y'all to think about that, because we're going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to drop who that was at the end of the broadcast. Now, last week, okay, the quote was, remember one thing, through every dark night, there is a bright day after that. That was Tupac Shakur. He's the one that said that. So, you know, every week, I just want to make sure that I drop some motivation on y'all and, you know, help y'all grow, you know, because that's what I'm trying to do each and every day. All right. So I have to make sure that I introduce my co-host right here, man. Shooter, how you feeling?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling, brother?
I feel all right, bro. I feel good, man. It's good. It's a good week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just going hard, bro. Yeah. You know, I be tripping, right? Because, like, I just got done doing the We Rest Festival with Mike the Promoter. And it was crazy. And I was just tripping that, you know, there wasn't no problems. Wasn't no, you know, all them black people in there. And wasn't no fighting, wasn't no shooting, wasn't no, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know, it was just a testament to, you know what I mean, how good things are starting to get with relations between our people. It could get much better still, but I think that shit was pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
man. But I have to make sure I get to my guests here tonight. I'm happy because I didn't even realize that these two young ladies had so much experience already behind the microphone. Okay. So I'm interested to get into these topics and see what we
live
on. Yeah, man. It's gonna be lit. So I'm gonna have y'all introduce yourselves to the people. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. My name is Afia. I am the owner of Let's Get Baked Edibles and the co-owner of Love Infused Catering. And we also host South Central Murder Mysteries with
South Central Murder Mysteries.
Yeah.
We're about to talk about that, because I'm tripping. Like,
let's talk about it.
Let's really talk about it.
Because it ain't no mystery. Murder go down to South Central for real. So.
Exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
But for those that aren't from South Central, get to experience what we grew up doing, you know, watching, you know, and seeing and hearing about. So we've taken what everybody knows as, like, Clue or, you know,
Who Did It
and stuff like that, and we transformed it and put our own stories into it. So it's not who killed the butler, it's who killed the gangster or who shot the little sister, you know, stuff like
that's fine, but we're gonna get, I definitely want to talk about that, what goes into the planet on that.
I'm Seti. What's up, everybody? I'm also the other co better
yeah you okay. good
Also the other co-owner to South Central Murder Mysteries and Love Infused Catering. It's just something that we're kind of passionate about that kind of fell into our laps one day. So
I can dig it.
We're just trying to take it and run with it and just make it into a movement, because you already know South Central is a movement. Everybody come to Cali and they want to go to the hood. Yeah. Like, that's why not?
Yeah,
that's fact. It's all fact. Well, that's good. I'm glad to have you ladies on, and we're going to have a little fun today. Okay, so firstly, we haven't done this in a while. I'm gonna do this because we talked about this before the show. And we haven't done this in a while, but I like to pick out select tweets from way back from celebrities that they probably don't even remember that they even tweeted that before, right? And that is why I have a segment that I like to call Tweet It With Your Chest. Okay, so what I've done is I have pre-selected two Twitter posts, okay? And I'm going to give you some options, ladies. And I want to see if you can guess who said this.
Okay.
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 All right, so the first tweet is meatball a fruit? Is meatball a fruit? Now your choices are Post Malone, Lady Gaga, or Tom Cruise.
Post Malone.
I say Lady Gaga because she's crazy. Lady Gaga.
I think Post Malone.
You think Post Malone? Shooter, who you got?
Who was the last one? Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You do say some crazy stuff sometimes. I'm gonna go Malone.
Okay. All right. So the answer is Post Malone. But Lady Gaga does say some way out shit too.
You know.
On everything. Okay. All right. So here's the next one. Okay. So, I know this one by heart right here. Okay. So this one right here. Yeah. I'm going to give you your options in a second. Do ants have dicks? That was the tweet.
What?
That was the tweet. That was the tweet. Do ants have a penis?
That's a good question, though.
Yeah,
they have something. But. Yeah.
So your choices are Jessica Simpson, Tamar Braxton, or Kourtney Kardashian.
I'm gonna blame that on a Kardashian.
Who was the other one? It was Tamar and who else?
It was Jessica Simpson, Tamar Braxton, and Kourtney Kardashian.
I don't know. That's hard because they all kind of like lowball dingy. So I don't know. But Tamar,
I'd be good with
Jessica
my options.
Simpsons, you know? Like fuck. Maybe Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson. Who you got?
The Kardashian girl.
Kardashian. Who you got, Shooter?
Jessica Simpson, the Kardashian, and who else?
And Tamar Braxton.
I'm gonna go with the wild card. I'm gonna go with Tamar.
Tamar, okay. The answer is Kourtney Kardashian. She wondered to the universe, pondered, do ants have genitalia? I think they do. I mean, they do.
No, ants can reproduce on their own.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was today years old when I found out.
So they're like seahorses.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Now, see, I knew about seahorses. Ants. That's reproducing, what, asexually? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's
okay, sister.
Pretty wild. You know,
school them.
I'd rather reproduce the old-fashioned way. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, so we keep our finger on the pulse, and we always get results here on Cali's Finest. And we're gonna get into a little bit of trap activity. Now, firstly, I would like to thank all of the listeners around the world, and I want to make sure that I'm opening the door on a lot of news of what's going on outside of our own backyard here in California, because it's a lot going on too. So we mix it up a little bit. All right. So firstly, though, we're going to get to Kodak Black. Okay. So we know that Kodak was in a little bit of trouble recently. He violated his parole. They found fentanyl in his system. I don't know if the news story is more important or the fact that everybody just act like it ain't no big deal. Like, did you know you can die from just touching fentanyl?
Yeah.
Like, literally just touching and your ass just fall the fuck out.
Yeah.
Violated
his,
that's crazy. But I just know that it's kind of crazy that this dude just gets, he ends up with a blessing. It ends up on the streets, and then the dude go back, almost ends up going back because he can't put the damn drugs down. But I thought this was interesting because, yeah, he actually, he piss test and it was positive. The problem is that the lawyer got him off. I thought it was interesting to say this. The lawyer got him off without a doubt, because the lawyer basically said that the test was dirty because the person who worked at the clinic who took the sample, the specimen, was like starstruck because it was Kodak Black or whatever, and just messed it up. I mean, I just think that's some good damn lawyering to me, honestly, to tell you the truth. But I just want to know, like, what goes through people's head when they have a second chance like that, and then they go and take a chance like that? Like, I mean, you know, you really ask yourself, like, Kodak Black has a ton of money, ton of influence, famous as hell, but still made like this 21 dumb. Though? Yeah, but still though, he was bro, like, bro.
He was touring, had women everywhere. Ain't cool Kodak Black with anyone with one of those?
I don't know, bro.
One of those girls.
I probably have no, like, I don't
is
know.
Is he with City Girls?
One of those City Girls, yeah.
That's not Kodak.
No, that's
Lil Uzi.
I know Kodak Black not with nobody.
No,
I think he shot this song. Yeah, but you young. Where would you be at 21?
At 21, if I had all that money. Yeah, you right. I probably,
And you know he don't have no guidance. Like, yeah, there's nobody around him that's actually telling him, like, no, like, this is not.
I don't know if he's 21, but he definitely under 25.
The right way to do it.
Hard in the paint if I'm 21. Yeah, you right about that, though.
Yeah, 30 mil in the bank. Do what you want.
Man, I don't know, man. I just.
Under 25, bro. 25,
bro. 25. Oh, well, see, once you hit 25, I feel like you done kind of turned a corner, man, by then. Like,
not everybody is on the same street as you.
And everybody is still lit at 25.
Yeah, no lie,
that's
bro.
That's true, I was.
I was in Vegas lit. At 25.
You
might
have calmed down, but you were still doing the same shit. It just wasn't happening as rapidly as it was at 21.
Yeah, man. Speaking of irresponsible behavior, okay. I was reading this story here. Walgreens is in the news right now. Okay, in 4 states, Alaska, Iowa, Kansas, and Montana, abortion is technically still legal, okay? But however, the Walgreens, they've basically outlawed, they're not going to sell those pills, like the birth control pills. Yeah. We know Roe v. Wade was, the overturn was like a big deal to everybody.
But look at the states that you just named. Like none of those, all those states are like in middle America, like it's nothing out there. So of course, they want to reproduce because that's all they know. Like those states that you just named, those are all those type of states. I didn't know what state you were talking about. Like if you would have said like some Republican states, I would have been like, but these states that you named, these is all middle America where it's still families. Like people still believe in getting married and having kids at 15, 16. Like, so you have to look at those areas. Alaska, come on now.
Yeah.
They need people to reproduce in Alaska. Who the fuck? Like, it's Alaska. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So, like, it's those states. So I can kind of understand now.
And I'm not gonna lie to you. When you go to those places, like middle America, where there's not really a lot to do, bro. And this dude from there told me, he's like, man, we don't do nothing but fuck. That's what he said. He said it's nothing to do.
Right. That's why I said it's like, it's family. It's like family oriented places. Like I said, everybody grew up like, oh, when I grow up, I want to have a baby and have a family. And that's part of their life. Like, we don't think like that in Los Angeles. So, yeah, like, but those states, like, they're middle America. They still believe in family. And that's what they do.
Yeah. So. They'd be having, like 20 kids and shit, big old families and stuff like that. So I do kind of get it. Like, you bored. Like, you either going to, like, pull wheat or you going to smash, like, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like 30 women in the city, bro.
Yeah, for real, like, that's the, that go crazy. Okay, so now before we get off track, let's drop in an international news fact, all right? Okay, more than half, according to a report by the BBC, more than half the world's population will be classified as obese or overweight by 2035 if action is not taken. The World Obesity Federation warns. Okay, more than 4 billion people will be affected, with rates rising fastest among children. So I thought this was kind of crazy because this is a worldwide thing. This is something that affects it. People, you know, abroad. 2035. What, 2035, man? Obese. I mean,
bro, it's in the food, though, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in the food, man.
That's true.
Getting 16-year-olds, them niggas be 6'8 already. They don't play no basketball. They just be in the house playing the game. I'm like, bro, what the? But, bro, it's in the food. Look how big the chickens are when you go to get some.
That's why booties is so big now.
Like, no, that's not why booties are.
Yes,
big
yes, now. It no, is because of what y'all ate. Because of what y'all ate coming up, like y'all right, like yeah, right here, yeah, same generation, low keys or like right behind it. So I'm saying like, y'all's eating that processed food. That's what got them cakes on hoof.
That's why we ain't got no butt.
I guess so.
There's other things, you know, never mind. Okay, so look, so what we gonna do is, we gonna roll you guys into some music, okay? We try to play, give y'all a taste of the independent scene out here on the West Coast. It's not just hip-hop, you know, people of all different genres. And this is Stack Smooth Sounds. Stay tapped in, we'll be right back. This is Cali's Finest Radio. Let's go.
Niggas saying I changed, they need a reason to blame in the backseat. Blaze, my niggas settle for fate. Left them niggas in the past, my shoulders lost weight. Need something for the pain, plenty money left to save. Love God when I pray, ask what you watch my face. I'm in my bag like Chester Dad, what niggas hate. Give a nigga game, watch he told like he made the way. We got the same 24, you living day by day. Time is wealth, I dog a rap before I play myself. Couple shirts from my nigga Dylan, worth the Gucci belt. Yeah, I support all my niggas, homie, if nothing else. Niggas ask when I'ma drop, I guess my silence felt. I pull that Jody, homie, when he had to grab the belt. Hit these niggas over the head the way y'all prevail. Hit it till it's still, no crooked eyelash or broken nails. I got a wifey, they might like me, but that's all you hear. I feel prestige when I light it up and put it in the air. When I travel, white bitches baffled, staring up at my hair. Like who he? Still same nigga rocking Stussy. Seeing niggas change and try to act like they knew me. And shit ain't been the same since I lost real. Shipping like a movie stuck in crosshairs. Look my brother in the eyes and tell him life don't fight fair. And when my family changed, I was right there. Selling nickel bags in my night guest. Yeah, cousin, ain't need a team. What you mean, bitch, I been bussing. 2050 in the meeting, talking hybrid colors. This is top tier discussion, shit wasted been. Rules in the government ain't changed. Jumped up that boat when that seat came. And now they look at me for that sweet save. Used to wipe tears, now I shout, please. More champagne and gold cups. These days, niggas ain't tough or grown. Niggas daddy shoulda came through and showed love. Now these niggas left with loose pockets and small blunts. They can't fuck with me.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, okay. We back in the spot, man. That was Stack Smooth Sounds. If you would like to have your music played, then please email us at Cali's Finest Radio 1 at CALISFINEST Radio 1 at gmail.com. Make sure you tap in with that, man. We've been getting a lot of good submissions. And like I said, it's not just hip hop that's welcome, man. We want the R&B, you know. See, I don't give a damn if it's country, right? Like, if it's independent and it's from the West Coast, we're going to play it. And any of my international listeners out there, if you got some music too, feel free to send it in. I'd love to play a track from Germany or, you know what I mean, or Ukraine or wherever, you know? So, once again, tap in with it, Cali's Finest Radio 1 at gmail.com, all right? So, moving right along. Once again, let me repeat the Rise and Grind quote. Okay, and at the end of the show, we're going to reveal who says this, okay? Belief in oneself and knowing who you are, I mean, that is the foundation for everything great, okay? Yeah, keep that in mind, okay? Now, a little something different I want to do right now, okay? You guys talked about the murder mystery thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you guys to talk more about that. We're going to get into that. So, but in honor of that, okay, this right here, I like to call this my true crime corner. Okay, this is where I just kind of pluck a new story that's not the happiest story, but just to inform everybody that this world can be scary. But, you know, if you don't put any power into it, it can't scare you, and you're going to be all right. Okay? So, in the true crime corner, hold on. Okay. Let me see. All this, I made it, all this already. Let me check. That's a blooper right there, because I had it and then now I don't see it. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to switch tracks, all right? So this right here, all right, this is a segment that I like to call Money Minutes, okay? We don't always, black folks, talk about fiscal responsibility and the things that we need to do in order to make sure that we can stack wealth, right? So little cheat codes and hacks in life is the type of stuff that we want to, like, you know, we want to acquire so we have these skills so we can, you know, grow financially. So now every show what I'm going to be doing is drop a little financial gem, you know, something that you can maybe take and run with if it works for you, okay? The question I got for you guys, should you put your bills on autopay? Now, I'm sure you guys always, you know, when you do pay your bills, right, they always give you the option where you can now just, hey, just put your card on file. We'll just run it, and then you'll be current. You won't ever have to hear from us. We're just going to run it. Is that, I'm going to start with you ladies, and then Shooter, I'm going to get your opinion. Is that wise? Is it something that you should do? And I'll give the reasons why I think it's a good thing, but I want to hear you guys' opinion.
I mean, it can be a good thing if you can afford it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you can afford it, then go for it. Like, you don't have nothing to worry about. Okay, well,
right.
But
right.
If you can't afford it and you know you got to move money around and all this other type of stuff, don't do it. It's stressful.
Right. Yes, it is.
Very so, much
so. I think also if you're smart enough to be able to put your bills on the cycle when you get paid and be able to put it on auto pay, you shouldn't have to worry about anything. Like, if you can schedule all of your bills that are going to be on autopay to come out at the same time or even around the same couple days, you can utilize the rest of your money throughout the month. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, it's easy. Everything come out on the 30th. Take it. Because by the 1st, I got money.
That's true.
Right. No, I get that. Thanks. Shooter, what you think, bro?
I think it's I got the important things on autopay. Everything else, like my PlayStation membership, that ain't on autopay.
Right.
Probably got some software on my. Huh? Oh, my bad. Like my Amazon, that is on autopay because I need that.
Right. Insurance.
Yeah, insurance, car bill. Note, rent, stuff like that. That's all on autopay because I know I'm gonna have the money for that. But everything else, whatever, I just keep it on my. You know, whatever happened. Like I said, my PlayStation membership. I got editing software. I damn sure don't pay that every month. Mm-hmm. So.
I think the smart way to do it is to have multiple checking accounts if you're going to do auto pay.
That too.
Like, yeah. Set up your auto pay account and have all your bills come out of one account. Mm-hmm. So that way you'll be able to utilize the rest of your money in another account and not worry about the auto pay stuff.
Yeah,
very, very smart.
Yeah, you make a point. At the end of the day, I feel you choose auto pay if it works for you, like you said, right? Okay. But automated payments, they help if you are balancing like a lot of different responsibilities because you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, if you know, okay, on the 15th, this is coming out, whether I like it or not, this money is coming out. You're going to budget, a smart person is going to budget their way around that money that's going to come out.
Right.
Now, where the problem lies is when you start getting into the credit card debt or just making just random purchases that you know you have to pay. You know what I mean? For every month, and you're not really prepared for that. Like you said, if you got to move this debt to here to pay for this, robbing right. Peter to pay Paul,
right.
There's really no point to it, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, but it's definitely it's peace of mind when you already know. You can, it allows you to kind of budget, right? Like, because you can,
yeah,
you can calculate all that at the beginning of the month and say, okay, I know that this total for sure is coming out because this is what's going to run. Right. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my insurance is like that. Like, it's on auto pay. So I always know that same amount is going to come out mm-hmm. every month. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everything else I map out around that.
Right.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? So, organizing automatic bill payments help you avoid late payments, paying automatically and always on time, which is that's something completely different. That was something I read, and that's something completely different because sometimes it's hard to pay a bill on time. Sometimes it's hard because some bills hit on the same at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm keep it real. Like, you know, we all grinding out here. You know what I'm saying? So
right, but the pandemic has did something wonderful for us. Now that everybody has struggled, they can you can just call the bank and tell them, hey, can you take that overdraft fee off of my account? And mm-hmm. that's with all the major banks, Chase, yeah. Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Just say, hey, I'm broke. Give me that back, please. And they'll
right.
give it back.
Right.
You can do that 6 times a year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I know. A lot of people wow. don't know.
Did you hear?
You can call at the beginning of the year in January, and they'll knock off whatever they find for the last 6 months.
That's dope.
That's crazy.
As long as you do it in January.
That's dope. Also, I read that you can raise your credit score because if you have like old collections and stuff like that, those are linked with your, I don't know the whole process, I have to read it again, but it's basically linked to your old addresses. So if you moved in between that time, mm-hmm. like you can call and you can request to dispute those and have them dropped. And 9 times out of 10, they can't, those accounts were sold to a collection company, mm-hmm. and there's no way they can get the original documents or whatever that you signed or whatever, because this was 7, 8, 9 years yeah. back. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, once anything goes on to your collection, they sold it already. They have no right to collect money from you anyway. So mm-hmm. even if it drops onto your credit, you can dispute it. Right. You just have to know what to do and how you're doing. Even mm-hmm. if it's before the 7-year mark,
yeah.
you can just knock it off. Like, you guys already got your money. You know, that has nothing to do with me now.
Yeah.
Right.
Just because it's on my credit, no, take that off.
Mm.
That's you, real.
And they'll take it off.
All right. That's for real. That's dope.
Oh, man, it's good to see. It's a lot of fiscal responsibility around this table. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah, man. You know, I have to make sure that I shout out, let y'all know what's going on. May the 27th, it's going down. All right, it's the business and fashion mixer. It's brought to you by Cali's Finest and Power Radio Nation. This is dope. This is a huge for me because this is actually through the radio station. Shout out to Mike Anderson. It's going to be great. We got a fashion exhibition going on. People, I want to pack that building with black business owners, black and brown, you know, business owners. And I want to definitely have some fun. But overall, I want to show people that, you know, people of color out here is doing their things mm-hmm. in the LA area. And it contribute to that the best way that I can, you know. So I definitely need you guys to pull up. You know, let's get baked, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be there.
Okay. What's the other one? Catering with Love?
Love Infused Catering.
Love Infused Catering. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
We can cater your event.
That's you guys got weed cake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to see my Instagram?
Yes.
Nice. Weed cake. So let's see.
You can put weed in anything.
You can't put weed in anything.
Absolutely.
We put weed in everything.
Everything.
In everything.
Do you, okay, how do you do it? You do it with the butter or?
Butter, olive oil. I make lemonade.
Seasonings.
Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Seasoning?
Mm hmm.
Weed seasoning.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Gummies. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. You gotta put weed in everything. That's like that movie.
Popcorn.
Like,
put popcorn, your weed in there. Yeah. I have 7 flavors of popcorn.
I promise you, a lot of my friends be like, did you put weed in this? I didn't cook it with weed. Dang. Yeah. Like, I'm not
bro,
trying to
they
drink
got
it.
Banana pudding.
Peach cobbler.
They got me.
Sweet potato pie.
They got me. Because I eat a pan of banana pudding.
That's what I'm talking about. That's real shit.
That dope.
He over there mesmerized. Man, let's get
follow
back.
Follow me, Effie the Baker.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna get into some more music, man. I'm feeling it tonight. All right. Okay, so we're gonna get into some more Stax Move sounds. This is Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on iHeart. It's up and stuck and it's never coming down. Let's do it.
What you gon' do when you out switching lanes? Real big in the game. You the kid with the fame. Hear the song that you sang, you gon' let that shit bang. 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 What you gon' do when you out switching lanes? Real big in the game. You the kid with the fame. Hear the song that you sang, you gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang.
You oughta been down on my bottom dime. Damn. Stood up in that county line. Didn't trip. Knew it was coming. Just waiting on my time to shine. It was right around the corner. See, I told you I tried to warn you. I'm coming from California. The key ain't never warn you. So every move was strategic. They stuck the paraplegic. Satan got him debating. Living preparing for Jesus. Life got me feeling sick in the brain. But I'm a fighter, man. That blood is running thick in my veins. Yo, what you want out of life, huh? Shit, your vision kind of vague. Seem like you're running from life, huh? Shit, what you wishing for the grave? Yo, I'm living for the moment. Yeah. See, I ain't pressured by the politics. Know the economists. See, it's all written in the hieroglyphs on the ancient obelisk. All in the motherland, the birth of wisdom. It came up out of the motherland. So step back, make way, let a king rule. Destined for the throne, royalty is in my gene.
What you gon' do when you out switching lanes? Real big in the game. You the kid with the fame. Hear the song that you sang, you gon' let that shit bang. 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 What you gon' do when you out switching lanes? Real big in the game. You the kid with the fame. Hear the song that you sang, you gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang.
Everybody like to stay the same. I change it up, stay switching lanes. Original, subliminal, criminal to your mind frame. The government's still lying, man. So I got in position to get my mind on the grind. Now I'm in a position to get my funds in line. Cause I couldn't visualize it at a 9 to 5. Niggas out here trying hard to survive. Living in a mad city where you ride or you die. So I gotta stay focused, keep my eyes on the prize. Build a corporation and a few enterprises. It's time for change, no need to wait. Life is hard, you gon' need a break. When the road gets cold till your knees are shake. I got mouths to feed, I got goals to meet. This game may eat a nigga like a piece of meat. Life ain't sweet when you in them streets and the odds against you. And all you got to make it is an instrumental, plus your mental. Now put this shit together with a pad and a pencil. I'm putting shit together like a mad inventor. The game is mine now, please do not enter. Respect me, cause I did it. I'm riding around and I'm getting it. I'm making moves, no limits. This is real life, no gimmicks. We the young gods like Kemet. So ain't no need to be timid. Gotta be wise when I'm out switching lanes. Catch me on the rise doing big in the game, nigga. What you wanna do?
When you out switching lanes, real big in the game. You the kid with the fame. Hear the song that you sang, you gon' let that shit bang. 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 What you gon' do when you out switching lanes? Real big in the game. You the kid with the fame. Hear the song that you sang, you gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang. You gon' let that shit bang.
That's why y'all see me with a flock of dimes. Shit, cause I rock these rhymes, huh? My crib full of concubines, they be seeing my constant grind, it got me the way I got to shine. Shit, I'm the bomb, tick, tick. Tick, 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 tick. Homie, watch the time, I get caught in the blast radius. Yeah, him and plus the alias. Not to brag nor to boast, but I bring the Holy Ghost to an atheist. See, my life is about choices and chances. Stepping in the direction of Rolls Royces and mansions. Making sure what I'm saying is truth. Cause always and forever am I obeying the booth. But with fame also came the sacrifice of my purity. God damn, I'm in this world, not of it. Climbing out of obscurity. Prominence to my name. Yup, dominance to the game. Yup, I'm in a different league. Yup, no longer synonymous with the lanes, monogamous with the game. I can vouch the honor. Yeah, you know that's right. That's why we popping like collars, huh? Cause now the checks coming with commas, I'm dealing with so much, it's all new. Don't let them see it's getting tougher on you. That's why the shit that I'm puffing on blue. We in the game now, what we gonna do?
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Yo, I'm sitting here looking at these foods that they make. Everything, they got infused chili cheese dogs? Mm-hmm. Nigga, what? Try all that. Yeah, look, go ahead. That's crazy, man.
We done that too.
Yes, fire.
With some mashed potatoes and some green beans, some garlic bread.
That's on point.
Ooh, the garlic bread.
The garlic bread.
I'm sad.
What's the dish that you guys as a business are the most proud of? Like if they told you that we got a gig for you, but you have to cook your very best dish. I know everything you make is slamming, but what you gonna go with? What's your go-to?
As of lately, my lemonade has been the bring that thing right now, and the gummies, because they're convenient. Everybody's up for the convenience nowadays. But I would say the lemonade, since I started that, it's been like, you got some lemonade? No. It's cold. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, I started with boysenberry lemonade, and now I have like 12 flavors.
Oh, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Man.
And you can drink it hot or cold.
Gotta try that.
Yeah, for real.
I'll bring you guys some samples next time I make some.
Hell yeah.
Where y'all based out of?
L.A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All makes sense for the South Central Murder Mystery.
Well, the edibles is completely separate. That's a separate company.
Okay.
So the edibles is her company, and then Love Infused Catering, that's me and her company.
Oh, okay. South
Central
Murder
Mystery.
I get it.
But this is my cousin, so.
Yeah. But we work together. Yeah, we've been catering together since we were kids. Like, her mom caters, so we've been in and out of the kitchen in the background our whole life, pretty much. So
right. This
is nothing new to us. We just decided to finally put it together and do something on our own.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're it's still family based, but we have our name on it now.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
So tell me a little bit more about the murder mystery.
So it's an interactive dinner experience, so you're gonna spend about 4 or 5 hours with us total. So it's like a whole night. So you're going to come in, you're going to be dressed up in theme, because before you come, we're going to have an Eventbrite set up to where you choose your character and you're going to get clues to be able to come dressed as your character. Mm-hmm. So when you get there, you come in the door, you get a name tag, you introduce yourself, you know, everybody's learning each other's characters. You get about 30 to 45 minutes to mingle, and then we're going to start dinner. Like, you're going to have a full
course meal. So it'll be, you'll get an entree, you'll get your side, maybe like a side super salad. We'll have some type of appetizers, and then you'll get a dessert at the end, and then we'll have signature drinks. So we're going to come up with signature drinks named after different landmarks in South Central as well.
That's dope.
So
right.
So we're trying to give you guys like a whole experience. Like, it's going to be a for real vibe. Like, that's everything dope. Is going to be like, while you're eating dinner, one of us will be narrating the story. So you'll get like a shell story, but not too much, because everything is improv. Mm-hmm. So once you get your little character description, and once you get the shell story, you get to act however you want to act. Like, it's on you now.
Because there's three trophies at the end. There's one who solves the murder, best dressed, and best actor. So you can either choose to participate as much as you want to, or you can just be an extra character in the game, you know, and just play along with the story. Like, it's all up to you. And there's no rules, really, you know.
So if I wanted to just be a dude just walking around saying, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I killed him. Like, even though I didn't do it, like, I could just walk around doing that.
You could, but it wouldn't help you getting a trophy out.
No, I don't think so, right? At least I could be whoever I want to be.
Right, you because it's improv.
Yeah.
It's all improv.
I could be throwing everybody off. They'd be like, man, it's got to be that dude. That nigga just keep talking about it.
But you wouldn't even know that you're the killer when you get there. Like, no. Everybody's giving clues as the story goes along. That's or you fire. Find clues throughout
the... Everybody is a suspect. You might even think your own self is a suspect. Like, you can't trust nobody. Like, right. Not That's even crazy. Yourself.
So did y'all read, like, murder mysteries and stuff growing up? Is that why y'all...
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Clue was, like, one of my favorite games. Yeah. And I told her one night, we smoking. And I'm like, fuck, I want a murder mystery for my birthday. And she's like, a fucking murder mystery? I said, but I want it on some hood shit. She's like, yeah, let's do that.
That's dope.
And this was like 5 years ago, though. Right. Way before the pandemic. So when she said it, it was just like, oh, okay, that's a good idea. But we didn't even think about it. But we were in the process of starting a 5-course dinner menu for like private events. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic started the same week that we were going to launch. So, that, of course, that slowed down a lot. But we still kept like this idea, like, we should do something, you know, but also during the pandemic, I was able to like boost my sales with my edibles. Like, everybody's at home.
Hell yeah.
Delivery. What? you just send me the money and I can put it on your porch. I don't even have to see you.
That's how, you know, that's how the podcast boom really happened. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Everybody was indoors and couldn't really go out. So everybody home listening and, you know, the rise of apps like Clubhouse and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I got a question. So, if I had to ask you, who are the top three most searched for people in the world on Google? Like, who would you say? Give me three people. I'm gonna start with you. Top three most searched people in the world.
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Maybe Gandhi.
Okay, I like where your mind goes. That's dope.
And Snoop Dogg for LA.
Okay. It's a good three.
That was random.
That's me.
I don't even know how to follow that.
You got to, Effie. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Three in the world? Mm-hmm. I would say Rihanna.
Okay.
Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
And Donald Trump.
I like.
Those are some good ones.
You like that? Shooter. Yeah. Like that.
Shooter, who you got?
Elon Musk. Who else? I don't even know, bro. So many people. Google. Drake.
Okay,
Drake.
Okay. That's actually a good one. That's actually a good one.
And who's white?
Ooh, that's why I threw in Trump at the end. Yeah,
it's definitely somebody white. I'm gonna just leave it there.
Somebody white.
Okay, so we're in. So remember, these stats are from 2022 because we just started 2023.
Right.
Okay, but the most searched person in the world on Google is Johnny Depp.
Okay. Oh, because of the trial. That shit was... Did you watch the trial?
Yeah.
That shit was lit. Yeah. Like,
yeah, let's talk about it. She shit on the bed. We can't get past that, right? Like, she took a dump in the bed and then blamed it on the dog, and bro.
Cried about it.
Like, you can't...
And they cried about it. Yeah. Go tell him the dog did it. Like, you, come on, man. I know the dog was sitting there like...
But that just shows you that white women can cry and get away with stupid shit.
Yeah, that's
exactly
that's
what it is.
That's a whole fact. I'm upset
he didn't put her out after that. I'm like, on my pillow?
That whole relationship was a circus.
It was
so toxic. Like, but now I understand why he plays this character so good. Because
he's crazy.
Yeah. But I fuck with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, they was both crazy. But that turned her career upside down, though. Her getting exposed like that.
Yeah, nobody want to work with her.
She lost her. Well, she was on Aquaman,
she
right?
Shit, like, she on the pillow.
That is crazy.
But, you know, Disney didn't want to fuck with Johnny Depp because of that shit either. Because yeah. they was trying to get rid of Jack Sparrow. Like, yeah, who the fuck were. Is going to watch this without
Nobody.
Jack Sparrow?
Nobody. Nobody. That's real.
That's like wanna... Kanye's back at Nike.
That's a fact.
Right.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, it's hard to... You can't... You can copy somebody's intellectual property. You can copy it all day long. But when you talk about the heart and soul of the actual... art of what somebody does, it's very hard to emulate that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because so Adidas, they saw...
They learned that the hard way.
The hard way. Mm-hmm. The hard way. But look, it works both ways, don't it? And I'm going to tell you why. Because look at Beyonce's clothing line for Blue Ivy. It's doing really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And you would think that, okay, anything Beyonce touched is going to turn to gold.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I
did. Mm-hmm. But this is the argument I make with that. I don't think, I mean, you know, it's, your heart and soul can't be in it if you did it to, which is a great thing you made that business for your child. Mm-hmm. But it's not like she said, like Ivy sitting there designing clothes and.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the heart and soul ain't there.
Right.
Kanye, every bit of them Yeezys, what he everything is a piece of him. Mm-hmm. He put a piece of himself in everything he do. That's why he take it so hard when people criticize it.
Right.
Because like, how dare you criticize this? This is who I am. So basically, you criticizing me.
Right.
So that's how he took that. But yeah, I digress. The number two on that list was Will Smith. And number three was Amber Heard, you know, because of the trial. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I thought that was crazy. I just wanted to bring that up. I got one more thing I want to talk about. Something that we're going to close the show out on this conversation. Y'all going to want plenty of time to talk about that. But first, we're going to go ahead and we're going to roll back into some music. You are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation. Broadcast live.
Radio.
That's right. On iHeart Radio. It's up and stuck. And it's never coming down. Stacks Move Sounds. Check it out.
Yeah. Too much cat for these bitches. Way too much. Yeah. Sad fresh. Yeah. In my ear, yeah, I'ma need some saline, yeah. I be going nuts, pistachio, pralines, I'ma run it up for my brothers and that's by all means, fresh up off the block, jumped on the road, I was 18, voices in my head, they speak to me like keep going green, back up in my bag, look at me now, look how I'm coming king, I been laying low, fuck all this rap shit, bitch, I need a key, LA nigga, but got global swag, bitch, I'm pushing P, big rich, I'm talking crazy. Crazy shit, I think I'm Kanye. Think I'm Ziggy off of Issel Bissel with a blind date. Gang gon' splash for riches, little nigga boost the crime rate. Money, more money, money, more money, that's my mindset. Not righty, but I got the racks in the middle. Fuck on a friend, fuck on a sister. Fucking two twins go to sleep in the middle. I'm stupid with flows, they know that I'm killing. Having these lows, they know we be dealing. I'm killing these clothes, I'm married to denim. Rap niggas hoes, so sentimental. Flows, funerals, get a casket for niggas. Now dapping these niggas, can't rap with these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. Not dapping these niggas, can't rap with these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. I'm having this cash, I'm putting it on. When you up like this, you could do what you want. Bad bitches, two in the back and one in the front. Yeah, me and Chris, that's lil bro, but we really up. Yeah, east side, west side, north side, south side, yeah. In your city, we in this bitch. Sad fridge, we stupid lit. He a broke boy, he super pissed. It's something fast and furious. Doing a dash like Ludacris on a late night. Going in, big weight like we in a gym, but never going back to the pen. Your girlfriend trying to get a picture. Wait, this your bitch? Your girlfriend trying to fuck my nigga. Wait, this your chick? Nigga talking about he want a ring feature. And ain't made no hits. They still talking like they won't smoke. Tell them suck my... Now dapping these niggas, can't rap with these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. Now dapping these niggas, can't rap with these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas. Too much cat from these niggas. Way too much cat from these niggas.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, man. Hey, who was... Okay, I want to start, like, acknowledging these cats that we playing. Gotcha. Shooter, who's on that list tonight, man? Roll call.
First song was by Tommy Deeds out of Compton. Shout out Tommy Deeds. Next song was by Sean Allen, featuring Cannon, out of Compton and L.A. And the last one was by Reem Riches, also out of Compton. I just wanted to give my city a shout
out. Yeah, man. Nah, hell no, for sure.
We don't get too much glory, so...
Let them know.
Shit. Show y'all what we had out here.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Hell yeah, man. So once again, if you guys would like to send in your music, I'm going to tell you guys again, just email it to Cali's Finest Radio 1. That's CALISFINEST Radio 1 at gmail.com. All right. Not just the hip hop. We want a taste of everything, man. West Coast, man. Send that stuff in so we can check that out. All right. So now
it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Might cost you a little. Might cost you a lot.
But it's going to cost you.
But it's going to cost you.
Okay, so we got some time, a little bit of time left. I want to discuss something. Okay? Cam, you got that. I want you to cue that up. And ladies, I want y'all to just take a listen. Matter of fact, don't even turn. No. Don't look at the screen. I just want you guys to hear this. Okay? All right? So, please, Cam, roll that beautiful bean footage.
I'm going to bring another steak and some potatoes.
Okay.
Nah, I'm going to bring no steak and potatoes. I'm bringing a check. I'm paying for my meal and your meal. I'm not paying for that kid's meal. No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not paying for that kid's meal. No.
Oh, you don't think you owe me after having me wait an hour and a half?
I told you I owe you. I owe you when I take you out.
Okay,
again.
So you're going to pay for my kid's food?
No, I'm not doing that.
Can you please go ahead and
I'm not doing that. Okay. No. Hold on, beautiful. Hold on. Don't do that.
Why are you trying to bring two, please?
What's your name, Kier?
Bring two.
Why should I do that, Kier?
Because you sitting right here on the
date. I was late to the date.
You bring two orders.
But I said, why would I get her kids food? Why would I get her kids some food? Because they were their daddy.
She was right here.
Okay. So, all right. So I don't know if everybody got the gist of what was going on there. Okay. So this young lady was at a restaurant with a gentleman, and they reached the end of the meal, and she requested two extra steaks to take home to her children. He definitely was not feeling that, and he stood his ground. Was he wrong?
No.
Okay. Can you?
I think you're about to ask, was she wrong?
No. We know she wrong, but I want to just see if anybody has a counterpoint to that. Like, you know,
you have to set boundaries from the beginning because that was just out of control.
Yeah, she tried to step on him just because he was late. Like, she took full advantage of that opportunity, and he wasn't feeling that. I wouldn't either. Like, okay, I was late. I apologize. I got you. You know, I'm going to make it up to you. But that don't mean I'm finna pay for four meals right now. I don't know you like that.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to pay for five because I'm walking out leaving you with the bill. So you paying for my food, too.
That's real.
Yeah, see, she doing too much. She's doing too much. She tried. That's what it was. She tried it.
Man, let me tell you something. Her sister and her baby daddy was gonna eat them two extra steaks, nigga. Don't get it twisted.
Her sister and her baby daddy.
No damn kids eating no damn steaks. Kids don't even like steak like that, bro. Like, come on, man. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't like steak until you get become older to appreciate steak. But right? Really think about it.
Like, she must have been already at the place then.
Yeah.
Because she said he was an hour and a half late.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's fucked up. But, bro, I ain't paying for your kid's stuff, though.
I would have left. She should have left. I would have never waited that long.
Yeah, that's true,
right,
too.
After 30 minutes, I'm eating to go.
Now that's no lie.
Let's keep in mind though, we don't know all the background on it. He could have been late to be picking her up. I don't know if they met at the restaurant and she waited.
The lady was saying she has been sitting here for an hour before the video.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part.
So, you know, he was wrong. He acknowledged that. Mm-hmm. And clearly she forgave him and continued with the date and ate her steak.
Yeah.
She had no reason to push the issue after that.
Right.
I just feel like she was on some broke behavior. I don't think she left because she was hungry. That's I think. I think she got her fingers crossed. Like, I hope this nigga show up or I ain't gonna eat.
Probably. And then she was like, "Ooh, this nigga late. I'm gonna make him pay for my kids." Like, no.
I remember the video. Remember when the video was fake, but you remember the McDonald's when the guy had the bag of McDonald's and she had like 6 or 7 kids and he was only gonna feed his and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, that's different.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, right?
I remember that. The lady gonna say, "Yeah, that was me." No, it was not you. What are you doing?
And then I got another gripe with that situation. Like, what the hell is the waitress doing in that situation? Like, she was all in the business. Like, I didn't let y'all look at the screen, but if you watch the video, you see the waitress behind, like she leaned up against the booth listening. She's sitting there agreeing with the girl. Like, she the dude paying for the meal, and don't you ever, my dad used to tell me when I was a kid, he'd say, "Don't you ever, as long as you are black, ever do that again," whatever X was, right? That's how I feel. Don't you ever, if you out with me, don't you ever, as long as you are a woman, sit there and tell no waitress what she better do with my card when I said I'm paying for that. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's so crazy. Don't tell nobody what to do with my money.
That's like me reaching in your purse. We sitting at the table, and they like, "Oh, it's 50. The bill is 50, and I just reach in your purse and grab 50. He's like, what are you doing?
I would have just left, bro. What's she going to do? I'm not paying. That's what we all argue about right now. And the waitress on your side, give my card back. I'm going to the car. Y'all figure this out amongst yourselves.
Bro.
I'll be in the car.
I was taught long ago that the best vagina is promised vagina. So a lot of guys will go through a lot of things just to reach that goal. That nigga put up with all of that. I don't gonna say he bought the 2 steaks, but he probably still dealt with her after that situation. He was trying to sit there and reason with her. People all in the comments was like, "Why are you even reasoning with this woman? Like, just leave. Just pay for y'all meals and just leave."
No, I'm not paying for nothing after that.
No, I would pay for her meal.
I would pay for hers
because I'm a man of my word. But I'm not paying nothing extra. And you probably
going to say nothing about your kids. I don't give a damn what you're talking about. You disrespect me, then you got this woman right here with you. Y'all trying to tag team me in this public place?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Give me my card, and then y'all figure this out.
That was crazy. That waitress should be fired.
I'm not even recording nothing. Bro, you crazy.
Yeah, that waitress should be.
Not like that.
No, I get you. No, we don't trip like that.
That's some disrespectful stuff to do to
black
man.
No, she was definitely out of line. Like, totally.
Yeah.
I just feel like if I said I'm going to take you out on a date, and I know I'm going to pay for your food. So I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. That's just my integrity as a man. I'm not debating how you would handle it. And I wouldn't be mad at any man for handling it that way. But at the end of the day, I want to be able to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to do that.
He not going to pay for them kids. He going to pay for her still.
I know. I hear you. I'm not doing that either.
No, because we sat and
she didn't already rub you the wrong way.
Yeah.
He not paying for his either. No.
Because I want you to see, because I want her to see at the end of the day, the reason why me and you didn't work out is because you was on some dumb shit.
Oh, she going to know when I leave. Leave you with that goddamn check. Don't you ever disrespect me, woman. I didn't disrespect you. We apologize. We had a good meal because your plate empty. Mm-hmm. My plate empty. So we've been sitting here laughing and talking for a long time.
Y'all
you probably didn't even mention
like
your kids.
Minutes.
You didn't even mention your kids. Now at the end, can we get my kids a plate?
You got kids?
Who you talking to? Who paying for that? Who would have said? You. Okay, this date is over.
Oh,
this
man.
We are done.
Nah,
the end of this date.
I'm not saying I would never speak with the girl ever again. Like, never that. Like, you know what
she
I'm saying?
Don't know, but when she see my tail light pulling out the parking lot.
Oh my God.
I'm out of here, bro.
I ain't mad at you. Hey, look, okay, so once again, we're coming down to the twilight of the show. And the Rising Grind quote for today. Have y'all been thinking about who it is that said
Denzel?
Okay, so I'm gonna say. Okay, well, I mean, it could be. Okay, remember the quote was, "Believe in oneself and knowing who you are." I mean, that's the foundation for everything great. Y'all got any guesses? You said Denzel Shooter. What y'all think?
Tupac.
You gonna say Tupac again?
Yeah.
Double him down.
No, no.
He black, right?
I can't give clues.
It's Reverend Run. I don't know.
Whose house? Run's house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Reverend Run.
I never watched that show.
You never
but
did?
I no, but I just
but
knew
he
the
always
theme.
Did quotes.
Yeah, I always knew the theme.
I never Run's seen house, it either.
Run's
but
house.
He did quotes. Like he would do like little motivational quotes.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow. I would have never
said
known
Reverend
that.
Run. Mm. That was a random experience.
That actually was Jay-Z. Jay-Z said that.
Okay, Jigga.
Yeah. Shout out to Innovative Culture. That's the production team. Cool as Cam, DJ Punch, man. Shout out to the entire West Coast. We're gonna go around this table right now, and I just want everybody to kind of drop their platforms, let people know what they got going on, how they can get in touch with y'all. Effie, what's happening?
You can find me on Instagram, effie.the.baker. Also Love Infused Catering, and also South Central Murder Mysteries. All three, you can find me. Us.
Hey, real quick, I gotta say, it makes a lot of sense you're a good baker, because with a name like Effie, it's like, you know, you make some good biscuits and all kind of stuff from scratch and all of that.
Yeah, for I make real, everything from scratch.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead, mama.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram, Miss Face Thick and Tatted. Thick is with two C's. Love Infused Catering and South Central Murder Mystery.
Okay, awesome, Shooter.
Hey, my boy. I mean, my bad. I'm high. I'm high. You know, it's your boy, Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford, like the car.
BB.
Boys with an S, Films with an S. But if you really want to find me, you can find me at hashtag Your Girlfriend Knows My Real Name.
Pow.
Boom, but you have to address me as Respect the Shooter.
There it is. Hey, yo, shout out to the Fit Firm.
Okay.
Hey, he already
and
know
I
what it is.
I thought my shit was long.
It's your boy with all the heat that turns shit to sugar and makes sugar taste twice as sweet. That's right. The promo king himself. Product 5 stacks and counting. And this is Cali's finest radio. Never forget.
Never.
That you are tapped in with the greatest.
The greatest.
The best.
The best.
The finest radio you will ever come in contact with. It's up, it's stuck, and it's never coming down. We'll pop this bitch. Let's go. Gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your Kush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment.
Come
it's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself. Product 5 stacks and count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go.
Innovative.